love a road trip on the Easter long weekend.
It's a good time for it.
Yeah.
Good time for it. But, of course, everyone's thinking the same thing. Please just slow down on those roads over the weekend.
There's no hurry. And you know what? Okay, they always set up more speed cameras when it's busier.
Sure. Double demerits too.
But that's not even the point. Slow down.
Mm. For your own safety.
And stay alive is really the message, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. What they say, you know, it's better to take longer to get to somewhere and you actually get there.
Yeah, and then enjoy your time away from home.
And account for everyone else on the road as well, not just yourself, I think is an important message too.
Well, I'm preparing for a road trip and I also have to actually go and check the camping gear. See how many holes have been eaten in the tent. But anyway, you know, I've got to do that still. But I came across an article yesterday from Ireland, actually, and I thought, you know what, this is an initiative that I think Australians would really enjoy. I haven't been to Ireland yet, but I think that myself and Irish people, I think we're all very, very similar.
You have
very same, actually.
Yeah, a sort of cultural connection.
Yeah, I do think so.
Well, I do like potatoes. Yeah. I'm not sure whether
there's
that.
Well, this article says new D plates.
Oh,
for drivers,
yeah.
Will help identify dickheads on the road. And I'm like, you guys are thinkers. This is excellent. It will be mandatory, they're saying, for any driver who has accrued more than 6 penalty points for persistent speeding in 12 months.
Yeah.
Or any driver who uses the excuse of, sure, I only had 2 or 3 pints.
I love this. That's great.
Because like they're saying, it's quite shocking that we've all had to put up with a-holes on the road for so long. It's about time we had these plates to, you know, identify them. But I have to be, you know, honest. I mean, we don't have D plates in Central Queensland, but we have the L plates.
We have, yes, and they are
a good heads up, because if they didn't have the L plates, I would be absolutely slapping them with a D plate, because they could be a little painful. But you've just got to be patient and go, oh, that used to be me. Goodness gracious, it's so good that it's not me anymore.
I want to be
stressful when you're learning to drive.
I want to be on the committee that assigns the D plates to people.
Yes.
Oh, yep, you're a D plater.
I know. Yeah. So I reckon this is something we should be thinking about and we should bring into the community.
Yeah.
And they're saying over in Ireland that they say in about 2 years' time of having this, you know, D plate system brought in, that there should be about 27 cars not with the D plate on it.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.